word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. I hope you'll continue with us today and join us as we continue our study in the little book of Galatians. We'll be in several chapters in the book of Galatians. We'll be looking at various verses. And I hope you'll join us today as we consider His Word and see what God has for us today. It's such a blessing to be able to have the Word of God and read the Word of God, and I hope you read it every day, and I hope you have a walk with the Lord. Later this year, we're going to be doing a series on walking with Christ. I'm looking forward to that. But for today, we'll be in Galatians. And I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. These are great little pocket journals. I carry one in my pocket, and I keep track of prayer requests, my own, as well as when somebody says, pray for me, I can pull out my little notebook and write down their prayer requests or write down their name and remember to pray for them. These are great little journals to carry on. Fit right in your pocket and fit right in your purse. They're easy to get. Simply contact us. We've been given many of these away and we have some left. And we just recently got a new order, so we have some here. So simply write to us. Now, there's three ways to contact us. One, just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Go to the website at considerhisword.org. Click on the Contact Us button, and you can just contact us that way as well. And then thirdly, and in fact, most requests we get through the regular mail. And so you can simply write to us and request the little prayer journals. Here's the address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Though Clewiston is our mailing address, we're 30 miles from Clewiston. This broadcast comes to you from the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation in the heart of the Everglades. Galatians. Paul was writing to them about how easily they had accepted false doctrine. He had called them foolish because they had accepted another gospel. I want to read to you again the warning that he gave to them. This goes back to chapter 1. And really, he began the book this way, trying to warn them about false doctrine or a false gospel. He called it another gospel, which means it was something else besides what he had preached to them. So in Galatians chapter 1, let's start there. He said to them, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach another gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. This was so important to Paul that he said it twice and tried to encourage them and tell them to don't listen to any other gospel. Now, what was the gospel delivered to them? We can go back and read it specifically in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In fact, chapter 15 of Galatians is called the resurrection chapter. He said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached you, unless ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all," in other words, of most importance, "that which I also received, how that Christ died according for our sins, according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." There's the gospel in a nutshell, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again. Now, what had happened in the region of Galatia, remember, this was a region, this was an area, it was not written to a particular church in a particular city. In fact, you'll see where he uses "to the churches in Galatia" in his introduction. And so in writing to them, he was trying to warn them about a false gospel. He had given them the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection of Christ. The problem was that some had come to bring a different gospel. What they were doing was really adding to the gospel. Now, we dealt with one in length last week. And by the way, you can go back and hear those broadcasts. If you'd like to go back and hear all of this series, you can go to the website at considerhisword.org, click on radio programs, and they're all there. So you can go back and hear that. So last week we dealt with the Judaizers, some who had come and were telling the people, it's great to know Christ and believe in Christ, but you must also keep all of the Jewish festivals, you must keep all of the Jewish feasts, you must keep all of the Jewish practices, you must obey the law. All of those things, you must remain faithful in Jewish practice and in Jewish religion, for lack of a better word, along with Christ. So they said, you need both. If you really want to be saved, you need both. Now, Paul told them that no man is justified by the flesh and that they cannot be saved by keeping the law. It's in Christ and Christ alone. We'll talk about that a little bit more here in a few moments. The second problem that was going on was one what we call legalizers. These had come and said that you've got to work for your salvation. You've got to do something. It's more than faith, they were saying. You've got to keep the law, really, is what it was. Go back to the Mosaic law and keep all of the law. I can imagine, although I'm sure there were some Pharisees that were hanging on to that law. I mean, they had were so trusting in the law that they would even add to the law to make sure that they were keeping that law. And that still continues somewhat today. But they were saying that you've got to keep the law if you want to be saved. Now, this is not a whole lot different from Judaism. The difference is that it particularly had to do with the law, that it was fine to get saved, but you've got to keep the law if you want your salvation. Not only to be saved, but then to keep your salvation, you must obey the law. Paul saw this as bondage. He said, you've got to be in that bondage. Over in chapter 5, he told them, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And you saw that weight of bondage. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, he fulfilled all of the law. And he's telling them, you don't have to go back to that again. And he encouraged them that salvation was by faith. In chapter 2, we read this last week in verse 20, he said, "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And he went on and said, "I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." If we can be saved by doing right things and by keeping the law, then what was the point of Jesus dying on the cross? He died to save us from our sin, to pay the penalty for our sin. Remember, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so if Jesus had not died, we'd still be in our sin. He died to take away our sin and to pay the penalty for our sin. Now, the problem with legalizers is that you begin to depend on the flesh. I want to go over to chapter 5 again and look what he said about how that these works and trusting in the law results in following the flesh. Over in chapter 5 and verse 19, he said, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." This is how the law results, is in all of these things. He said we've got to live by faith and by trusting Christ, following the Spirit of God and living by the direction and by the Spirit of God which indwells us. He went on and said the result of living for God and the results of living by faith comes by the fruit of the Spirit. In verse 22, he went on and said, again, I'm in Galatians 5, he said the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We could spend hours studying each one of these things, both in walking in the flesh and in walking in the Spirit. And then he went on and said in verse 24, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." So if we're living by the Spirit of God, if we have Christ in us, and we're living by Him, we don't live by the flesh. The whole legalizing way of life, the legalization way of life, I'm not sure how to say it, but living according to the law doesn't get you saved. That's the bottom line, that you need Christ. And here in Galatia, in this region, some had come preaching these things and had been telling the people that if they could just keep the law and go back to the old way of life, go back to the bondage, who wants to go back there? Christ set us free from the law. He set us free from depending on ourselves for salvation. He died for us so that we could have eternal life. Now, how do you get that? By simply trusting Him, by calling on Him. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Are you trusting Him or are you trusting yourself? If you're trusting yourself, you won't make it. You'll be in trouble. If you're trusting Christ, the promise is eternal life in heaven with Him. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.